these laundromats, those are the places where you...
That's it.
Coin-operated kind of thing.
Oh, they got washing machines and things like that.
And dryers and all that.
Uh-huh. And my daughter got a washing machine. I can take my clothes over her house. Mm-hmm. Wash won't cost me nothing.
Yeah. And that makes it convenient.
Hang me on a clothesline, let the sun bleach me out white.
Do any apartment buildings in town have their own laundromats in them? Or, you know, a place like that?
Oh, the apartment has. Have they had a laundry like that?
I see.
Of course, it's much washing, you know.
Did you say that there were some of those government apartments around here?
Mm-hmm. I feel about now.
Oh, yeah.
And my husband left, he said he ain't gonna get us one. This building means he's died. He said, I had this, I'm gonna get me one of them apartments. If he left, I guess I had one of them apartments, but he died.
You know, talking about your laundry and doing your clothes and all that, have you ever seen any kind of container that people might have in their bathroom where they put their dirty clothes and keep them there and then empty it out later on and take them to the laundry?
Yes, their clothes baskets.
Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a thing with a lid on it or something like that?
Oh, I hear them called dirty clothes baskets.
Ever heard people call that a hamper?
Oh, I guess they can call them a hamper.
Be the same thing?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think so. Uh-uh.
Be different from a dirty clothes basket?
Mm-hmm. Hamster, you hang it up. You lay down on it.
Big part?
You hang it up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You lay down on it.
I see.
You said that, they just do that and hang on a tree, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, it's cool. They lay down and have to go to sleep. I was in a comedy one time. Lonnie Blackwood.
Mm-hmm.
He had one of them hamsters on the tree.
Mm-hmm.
He lay down and sleep and they turn up with him.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know you see Lonnie Blackwood.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Been to
in a comedy place. Uh-huh. Quite a paper.
Yeah. Hey, you know,
Did you watch all that Rascals?
Oh, yeah. I watched those when I was growing up.
I did, too. What do you think about that, they had that dog called Chicken Pox.
Was he the one with the spot around his eye?
Yeah, it's a dog, they call him Chicken Pox.
I don't remember him or not.
It's a dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a dog that they call Chicken Pox, and so they call him Chicken Pox, you know? And just asking how come the guy out and they thought a child had a chicken pox. And so I said, come home, be sure to isolate him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, come home, throw me, I say down, eyes.
Yeah, I see.
So they won't check him over, you know.
Uh-huh.
So he went down there to look for him. So she called him, told the doctor. Doctor come, he says, what are you taking for? So you take a tooth, you lay in better eyes, so put a cheek back, better eyes. I said, my goodness, I mean, I say it then like that. That's the end of the picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's funny. I saw.
I thought it'd be funny about the Buster and Tag. Buster Brown Tag.
Mm-hmm.
Boy and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Little Off Annie.
Yeah.
All them good comedies left the paper.
Yeah, I read those every now and then.
Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah.
Skid and what? I forgot they call one dog guy, one dog guy. I forgot what they call him.
Mm.
Mutt and Jeff.
Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Mutt and Jeff, you know, they're not even found fan paper more.
Which paper do those come in?
Some come in Star Telegram, some come in Fort Worth Star Telegram, and Fort Worth Record, but the Fort Worth Record sold out to a telegram.
Mm-hmm.
They had one called Fort Worth Press. They were not Avengers.